Hey everybody, this is Michael Mignona and welcome back to Scrappy Wins. I'm coming at you from the car on the way to a meeting. And I want to tell you a little story about what happened last night with those squeegee kids, the kids that wait for you at the end of 83 when you're just getting downtown in Baltimore City, and they spray your windshield without asking, and they start wiping your windshield down, and you know, they're looking to make money. I want to tell you a little story about what happened last night and relate it back to something I'm reading in a really cool book called Influence by, I think it's Dan, I forget his name offhand. I don't have the book with me, but it's interesting because there's a takeaway here for marketing purposes. So let's do this intro and then I'll tell you all about it. All right, let's do it.
So the big question is this. How are small business owners like us who don't have huge digital marketing teams, who don't have web developers and designers, who neither have unlimited funds nor unlimited time, how can we get the digital marketing stuff done and the exposure we need to build our businesses while remaining profitable? That's the question. And in this podcast, I'll give you the answers. My name is Michael Mignona, and welcome to Scrappy Wins.
All right, so I'm driving back into Baltimore City where I live from the county last night. And we get to the end of 83 and we just get on President Street in Baltimore City, entering the city. And there must be like, you know, a dozen. It was really nice out. So a bunch of these kids were out, you know, cleaning windshields on cars. And they, as usual, came up to my car. I motioned no thank you, but they don't really listen to that at all. And instead, two of these kids started spraying my windshield with, you know, whatever sort of cleaning solution they have, who knows what it is, and then wiping them down with the squeegee. Now, I have a car that has automatic windshield wipers, so they started moving as soon as my windshield got wet. The kids thought I was being a dick, but it was really just like, you know, it's on an automatic thing. I turned off the windshield wiper so that they could continue doing what they're doing. I didn't have any cash on me, so I didn't give them any money. And that's fine. They're used to that. And then when they were finished, they didn't do a very good job. So I actually sprayed my windshield with my own windshield, you know, the automatic stuff that shoots out all over your windshield, and then the wipers went, and I guess it must have sprayed the kids a little bit as they were walking away from my car. I didn't mean for that to happen. You know, I wouldn't want to spray anyone with anything. And so one of the kids like cursed at me and started spraying my whole car with their cleaning solution, and they obviously didn't wipe it off. So that was kind of annoying. That's sort of related to this story, or to this particular takeaway here. But I want to talk about the psychology behind these kids who wash people's windshields without asking if you would like to have your windshield washed as a way to make money. And in the book Influence, and I'll be sure to put it in the notes, you know, on the website and wherever you're listening to this, you'll be able to find a link to buy this actual book, which I highly recommend. But the marketing lesson, you know, in part of this book is about reciprocation and the power of reciprocation. Meaning, when someone does something for you, you feel much more compelled to do something for them. And it works, and they talk about this in the book, it works even if you didn't ask for them to do something for you in the first place. So if someone does something for you, even that you didn't ask for and that you don't particularly want, you still feel obligated to do something for them. So in the book, it talks about this example where this guy, you know, unsolicited, like the other person didn't ask for this at all, but he gives the gentleman a Coke, right? He gives him a soda. And then at the end of whatever they were doing, he said to the guy, you know, I'm selling, Girl Scout cookies for my daughter. You know, the more you buy, the better. Can you help me out? And in almost in every single instance, so they did this control test. In every single time that he asked someone that he got a Coke for, even though they didn't ask for the Coke, he got more than twice as much money than he did when he asked people that he didn't do anything for prior. Like, he didn't give them a Coke, and then he asked, and they didn't, and sometimes they didn't even give him any money, right? So, you know, that's what these kids at the end of 83 on President Street are doing. They are, whether you want your windshield wiped or not, they're doing you this thing. They're doing this thing for you. And then they are essentially hoping you give them money for the value, well, I put quotes around that because I don't really consider it a value, that they are offering. And it works sometimes. I mean, I've given them money before. You know, I think to myself, all right, they're out here, they're trying, like they're doing something. Here's a buck, here's a dollar, here's $2, whatever. You know, but it's like every time you go down 83, you see these kids and it just becomes kind of a nuisance. Not to mention the fact that you don't want them always cleaning, or, you know, quote unquote, cleaning your car with their God knows what solution and their dirty squeegees, and they don't do a good job wiping it off. But the thing is, from a marketing standpoint, it's psychologically brilliant. It's, even though it's, in my opinion, a violation of my rights to have my car touched and wiped by people that I didn't ask to have it touched and wiped by. So in, you know, if you're running a small business, you can use the power of reciprocation to your advantage in a lot less of an invasive sort of way. For instance, if you send your email list subscribers a free ebook that is truly valuable, you're much more likely to be able to get them to do something else you want them to do, like subscribe to your something or to buy your widget or whatever, if you've sent them that value in the first place, because they'll want to return the favor. They're certainly more likely to want to return the favor. Or if you send them something of value and then you follow it up with, and we would love for you to recommend us to a friend, or we would love for you to send us a testimonial or some feedback about how you know what your experience has been with our company, something like that. There are a million applications for the reciprocation method of getting people, you know, influencing people to do what you want them to do. So, takeaway here is twofold. Number one, let's, for the love of God, figure out what to do with these kids who are trying to squeegee my car every time I enter the city. It's really annoying. And I'm sure if you're listening to this and you live in Baltimore, you can relate. And I'll say number 1B would be, I want to give you an example of, you know, or make an analogy just to tell you, just to make it clear how annoying and wrong it is that these kids do that. Imagine buying an ice cream from an ice cream shop and then walking down the street, and the first person you see, you shove the ice cream into their mouth, right? Smash it all over their face. And then you hold your hand out and say, can I have a dollar for that? Like, no, you can't. Just because you gave me something that you believe is of value doesn't mean it's of value to me. And not only that, but is a violation of my rights if you shove ice cream in my face, you know, that I didn't want shoved in my face. Like, that's, it's assault. You know, like it's ridiculous. So, you know, at the same time you wouldn't want ice cream shoved down your throat by some stranger on the street, you don't want your car sprayed with shit and then wiped off by a squeegee. Okay. So that's number one. Number two is, you can use the reciprocation, the power of reciprocal actions to influence your customers and your prospective customers to take various actions that you want them to take. And that's really it. And, you know, I encourage you to read more about it. The book is called Influence. If you look it up on Amazon, you know, like if you look up Influence book or something like that, you will definitely find it. I'm sorry that I can't remember the author's name offhand, but that's the book. get it, check it out. If you like this podcast, share it, subscribe to it on iTunes or Google Play. You can see all the other episodes at scrappywins.com, scrappywins.com. Email me, find me on social media, whatever you want to do. I'm here to help you. That's all. See you later, everybody. Bye.